So that was the first part about what's going on up at the repeater site. So the other thing is regarding the building itself. And so we have a lease with Center County. We don't pay anything for the lease, but there's an official lease agreement that was 15 years ago or something.
Back in the 80s.
Before I was a member of the club. And so basically, Center County, it's their site. It used to be a 911 site, and they took the 911 stuff out of there. And so the site, basically, there's four repeaters on that site. One is for the Center County Recycling Service for their trucks. One is our 4-3 repeater, which has been there ever since we got in the building. Then a couple of years ago, I put in a GMRS repeater for people who don't have a ham license but just want to get a GMRS license. You don't need to take a test for that. So that's been there for a couple of years now. And then the new repeater is the one that Greg Geist just built, the Skywarn repeater. So we now have a total of four repeaters up there, three of which are either the clubs or members of the club that maintain them. And they're all available for anyone to use except the recycling repeater. But the problem that I've been in the club for about 3 years now, maybe, and since I joined, there's always been issues with the building up there. It was built out of, it measures 10 feet by 14 feet. In fact, here's a picture of it. You can see the door. There's a vent on the side. The tower, you can't really see here, but you can just see a little bit of the leg, but the tower is close to the building. So all the cables come down, they go across underneath a bridge that keeps the ice from breaking them, and then into the building, and all the equipment's inside. And in fact, here's a picture of the inside of the building, and you can see the three different repeaters there. The one in the middle is our 4-3 repeater, the one that Cody recently upgraded. The big one behind it is the one that I maintain, which is the GMRS repeater. And then the smaller one there is the one that Greg Geist has recently installed. So I don't know if everybody can see it from here. You can look at these later if you want to see more detail. So basically, if you notice here, this corner of the building, there's plywood on the floor, and it's been water's been leaking in there for many years. And it's to the point where we have to keep patching the floor because increasing areas of the floor are getting soft, and we're afraid you'll put your foot through it. Ceiling tiles in various places have stains on them. Rodents have been getting in there, and in fact, the old equipment that we took out, that was the old 911 stuff, that was basically junk, but it was all full of rats or mice nests and everything. So it's been a problem with, number one, with rodents getting in, and number two, with water getting in. So I had a meeting with Norm Spackman, who is the director of the 911 center. We met up at that site and had a look at things, and he had with him the head of his maintenance department as well, a guy named Dave, but I don't know his last name. And we were there for probably 2 hours looking at the site and talking about possible solutions and trying to understand the cause of the leaks. I believe Norm owns a farm and has some outbuildings, and they're similar construction. It's a low sloped metal roof with very little overhang on the low side. And he said he's seen with his own buildings where sometimes the water will go to that edge and then just wrap around and come back to the building. But what we're seeing is that a lot of the T111 plywood siding has gotten, here's a hole in the outside of the structure. There was a vent installed over this, a vent hood installed over this. We took that vent hood off to put a screen there to keep rodents out, because rodents are able to get through the vents. And when we took the hood off, we exposed this really soft wood. We just touched it and it basically fell out of there. So we covered that up and fixed that. So basically, what we decided, talking with this Norm, and I kind of spoke for the club, so I want to just sort of get everybody's approval with what I agreed to. We didn't put anything in writing, but basically what we sort of discussed was that after we talked over the various things, sort of got the feeling that Center County would take care of the exterior maintenance of the building, and Para would take care of the interior maintenance of the building. And so that would mean basically what would need to be done is some new ceiling tiles, and basically take down the old ceiling tiles, take down the old insulation, which has a lot of mouse crap in it, and that's why when the water comes in, it leaves a lot of stains on the tiles because it's filtering through mouse feces. Basically, replace all that stuff. We talked about upgrading the lights because sometimes when it's chilly up there, the lights barely light it or don't light at all because they're old fluorescents. And then eventually putting some better plywood down there to make a better patch on that soft floor. And then I also personally volunteered to make some screens to put over those vents to keep the ribbons out. And then Norm said his biggest obstacle right now is manpower, that if he can find the manpower, he'll get somebody up there, and he wants to wrap the building with metal siding. There's already metal siding around the bottom of the building that was put there because of porcupines. Porcupines were chewing through the wood, and they wrapped that metal siding around, and that was 100% effective solution that stopped the porcupines. What Norm would like to do is extend that metal up to the top, and also go around and he wanted to basically put tar on all the nail heads on the roof. Those nails have like rubber gaskets on them, but they're 30 years old. So he said he wanted to get somebody up there to tar all the nails, then paint the roof, then caulk everywhere around here where there's any kind of a possible gap around the roof. But the T111 siding, he thinks what's happening is that the stain wasn't maintained on it, and it's really soft in a lot of spots. He thinks what's happening is it's sucking up moisture, and then that moisture is getting inside the building and going up underneath the metal of the roof and condensing on there and dripping and running down. And so it's probably more than one thing, but we want to basically just seal the whole thing up. So if and when he can get the resources, he wants to do the outside for us. On behalf of everyone, since I was the only one there, I said, well, I think we could take care of the inside. So what John and I did was we went up to spend a day on November 3rd. I made up some screens to put over the vents, and there's what one of the screens looks like looking up through underneath the hood. Basically, this is what Norm recommended. It's quarter-inch wire and then window screen behind that. And so the quarter-inch, he said squirrels sometimes will chew through window screen. So he recommended putting the quarter-inch wire first and then the window screens. So this should keep the rodents out if there's not any other place for them to get in. But what was happening was whenever there's a thermostat on the inside, if the shed gets too warm in the summer, what happens is it automatically turns this exhaust fan. Well, this one actually is the intake. On the opposite side of the building, there's an exhaust fan. The thermostat turns on the exhaust fan, and it also runs an actuator which opens the vent louvers on this side. When the vent louvers are open, a squirrel can just go right in. There's nothing to stop them. So now we've got this to stop them on both the intake and the outlet. So John helped me install that stuff on November 3rd. And then since the lights weren't working whenever it's chilly up there, I decided we ought to get some new LED lights and put up there. So I went to Phillipsburg Electric and got 8 LED light units to replace the 8 fluorescent tubes that were in those 4 fixtures. And John, who's a certified electrician, he installed those for us, and they really work good. It's really nice and bright up there. It doubled the brightness.
Definitely bright up there.
Yeah.
Holy John, yeah. Blinded.
So now I brought along, so there was some money involved there. Those LED bulbs cost a total of $68 for the 8 of them. They were about $8.55 a piece. And then there's some other expenses. I had to buy some treated lumber and the wire mesh and the aluminum screen and some caulking. So I totaled that all up here. At the time I bought this stuff, I was willing to just pay this myself out of pocket. If the club would like to reimburse me for that, I'll be happy to accept it, but I don't want to obligate the club. I mean, I made this decision without checking with everybody. So this is, I'm just putting the information out and you guys can decide what you want to do. So this is the expenses. I've got the receipts with those. And these are the pictures of the work we did. And so this is all here. So at this point, I think we've got the rodent problem solved as well as we can. If there's any other holes around the building, that'll be up to Center County to fix that up if and when they can re-side the building. Right now, on an earlier visit to the site, John and I took down a couple additional ceiling tiles. There was already one that had collapsed last spring because it had gotten so wet and the insulation above it, and the whole tile collapsed. There's an electric space heater up there, an oil-filled heater that keeps the temperature reasonable in the shed in the winter. And that tile had fallen onto that heater And the heater baked that tile, and you can't even, I mean, we had a heck of a time getting it off of that thing. We're lucky it wasn't anything flammable. So that's why we want to see about getting this fixed. And again, we've been really lucky that none of the water's ever dripped on any of our repeater equipment. If that starts happening, it's going to get expensive. So Norm knows that. He's been up, he saw the site, and he's working on it. So I haven't heard anything from him. I did send him pictures of the work that John and I did. He sent me a thank you for that. He said thanks for the work. So, and that's where it stands at the moment.
Okay. Bob told me he was going to do this, and since we don't pay for nothing at that site, I mean, we've been there for years and really never put anything into it as a club, I feel that it was not a bad idea that we take over the inside care. I mean, we're sitting there for free. We're using one of their antennas on the GMRS and that, and they've never gave us any issues. They just put a brand new generator in for us up there. So I see no problem with the club picking up the expenses for inside repairs. And what Bob and them did, thank you for what you guys did. And I'll bring it up. I'll make a motion that we go ahead and reimburse Bob the $147.29 for what he put out of his own pocket. It's just part of cost of running the repeaters. I mean, I don't see, can I have a question? All in favor of reimbursing Bob? I really can't vote, but okay. We'll hand that over to the treasurer.
Thank you.
Yep. Like I said, we've been there ever since I can remember, and we never put hardly any into it, so it is what it is.
That's actually the cheaper way to go.
Yeah.
To start with, remember, we were thinking we were going to have to redo the whole outside on the T111 and everything.
Yeah.
It would have cost a lot more.
Yeah, when I originally talked to Norm, initially what I did was I sent the information to Carmine, and Carmine contacted Norm, well then Norm directly contacted me, so I've been working with him directly. But initially I thought, well, I was going to propose that Para consider wrapping the whole thing with another layer of T111, and like we would take care of the whole thing. Norm was like, well, that should be the county's responsibility. He'd like to take care of that if he can make it happen. So there was actually some discussion, he said at one point, but you know, it wasn't clear at the time if they were going to supply materials or not, or what. He wasn't totally against having para members actually do the work of like installing metal siding and things like that. So his preference was for him to do it with his labor and his materials. So that's what he's working on. If he's not unable to do that, then he might come back to us and say, well, would you like to wrap the outside? And he may or may not supply materials, but we're hoping. I think he felt like he could make it happen, but he couldn't commit to it.
Right.
He has to get approval from other people.